Dictation for Roxanne, R-O-X-A-N-N, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. February 1957, addresses a letter to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M-A-C-H-T-N-P, 4631534. Dear Mrs. Macht, consultation for Mrs. Wright, abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, aortic valve replacement, open procedure, May 2021, at Midland, Dr. Collar, C-O-L-L-A-R, however, still has aortic insufficiency, and they are talking about potential redo procedure, Dr. Ali, A-L-I. She did have coronavirus early this year, with exacerbation of congestive heart failure, requiring visit to the emergency room Mount Pleasant, McLaren, aggressive diuresis. She left against medical advice less than 24 hours as she was feeling better. She does have underlying bipolar disorder. Complaining of feeling tired all the time, worsening edema, significant dyspnea at rest and or activity, palpitations, no syncope, significant weight gain over the last couple of years from 202 to 250. No reported vomiting dysphagia, has esophageal reflux on treatment, no diarrhea bleeding, isolated problems with solid swallowing, but not consistency, and no problems with pills or liquids. Denies infection in the urine, has been evaluated for hematuria with negative CT scan cystoscopy in the past. Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, no incontinence, presently no foot ulcers or claudication symptoms, cannot wear compressing stockings too tight, has edema, lost balance in the past, but denies lightheadedness, loss of consciousness, uses a walker, no focal deficit, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches, no new pain. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension, congestive heart failure related to valve abnormalities, aortic valve replacement, persistent aortic valve regurgitation, symptomatic, discussing about potential surgery, history of deep vein thrombosis, but no pulmonary embolism. This was at the age of 20. Denies diabetes, denies TIS or stroke, denies active gastrointestinal bleeding. She received blood transfusion as a baby. She's been told about fatty liver, but no viral hepatitis. Prior history of gout on the feet, but no kidney stones, second-hand exposure to smoking, question COPD, neuropathy, bipolar disorder, but never exposed to lithium, problems of anemia, has been seen Dr. Akat, AKKAD, for prior iron deficiency, anxiety, allergic rhinitis, depression, your record says kidney stones, but she denies any, schizoaffective disorder, question a silent heart attack, but no procedures done. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral lens implant, tonsils, adenoids, gallbladder, aortic valve replacement, prior benign breast biopsies, cardiac cath no requiring stents, prior colonoscopies, EGDs, tonsils, next paragraph, reported side effects to Coric, Wellbutrin, Lasix, Metolazone, Metformin. Lisinopril. And something called Rexulti, Rexulti. Next paragraph. Medication list. Presently, Trazodone, aspirin, vitamin D, Protanix, Losartan, Norvas, B12, allopurinol, Claritin, folic acid, Singulair, Nurantin, Sofran, Metoprolol, Bumex, Potassium, Aldactone, Buspar, Ciprexa, and Trintellix, Trintellix. Next paragraph on physical exam. Blood pressure 140 over 40 on the right, 132, 44 on the left. Tachypnea, bilateral JVD, prior cataract surgery, bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid, no localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion. There is a systolic murmur, increases to, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, 4+ bilateral edema, verrucose abnormalities, no ulcers, no focal deficit, alert orientis time 3 attentive, normal speech. There is also erythema of the palms. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from July, creatinine 1.4, GFR 38, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal PTH, anemia 10.8, normal white blood cell platelets, urine analysis, no blood, protein, or cells. In the recent past, there was acute renal failure, creatinine as high as 2.3, since then has improved 1.9. 1.7, 1.8, and present number of 1.4 baseline within the last 1 year was 1.1 to 1.2. Prior anemia has improved. Prior elevated PTH has resolved. Prior iron deficiency also resolved. She has elevated pro-BNP 2000. The most recent echo, normal ejection fraction, the presence of the aortic valve replacement with severe valvular regurgitation. There is also mitral valve regurgitation. A CT scan abdomen for a stone protocol for evaluation of gross hematuria. There was no obstruction of stone or masses. Isolated left-sided adrenal adenoma. I review report of cystoscopy, Dr. Kirby, from April this year, which was negative. I review emergency room evaluations, McLaren Mount Pleasant for hypoxia and CHF. I also review the prior aortic valve replacement. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, presently not symptomatic, without evidence of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, does have respiratory distress, but goes with valvular heart abnormalities. Next number, workup for hematuria negative CT scan and cystoscopy. Next number, bipolar disorder never exposed to lithium. Next number, aortic valve replacement, persistent symptoms, aortic regurgitation, mitral regurgitation, workup in progress. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. Next number, prior secondary hyperparathyroidism, which has improved. Next number, prior acute kidney injury within the last month, probably at the time to CHF the compensation already improving. We will monitor chemistries in a regular basis. She should not take any anti-inflammatory agents if possible. Monitor Valium status, monitor blood pressure at home. Some of the edema goes with her morbid obesity and exposure to medications, including Norvasc. This potentially could be changed to hydralazine to minimize the edema. She follows with congestive heart failure clinic. We will make sure that they agree with this. End of dictation.